Right. Hi, listeners. This is Trish Lambert, co-host of Riddles in the Dark Digest, and also Riddles in the Dark. Riddles in the Dark Digest is the second most awesome Tolkien podcast in the world, second only to the Riddles in the Dark main podcast.
Well,
that's what Dave does, but
I don't know about that. I think we rock.
You think we rock? I think we could give Riddles in the Dark main episodes a run for their money, right?
I think so.
And that lovely voice you hear is my co-host, Laura Burkholz. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
Well, good. And I've got a little hobbit in the background, so if you hear little noises, that's a little hobbit.
You know, there we go. There he is. And that's great. And people know that I have a Radagast household. So, you know, dogs may bark and birds may screech and whatever. And then you've got, you know, you've got
and your bunnies may pull sleds.
Bunnies may pull sleds. And hedgehogs may keel over. You know, did I tell you that I adopted a dog about a month ago or so, and he's a really beautiful black medium, a standard schnauzer. And I was thinking about changing his name. And of course, I was going down, you know, sort of Tolkien ideas and some of them. But I really was tempted to call him Sebastian, but I thought, nah, I decided against it. He knows his name, so I'm going to keep his name.
Yeah.
It's not his name, but it's okay. So. Let's see. So we're going to do riddle. We're going to talk about episode 2.02 today, which had to do with Thrian. And I'm going to keep calling him Thrian, even though they call him Thrain in the movie. But we were reminded by our grid master, Ben Van Berkham, that we did not give our own answers for the conundrum. I said to him, I was so proud of the fact that we came up with the conundrum. It's like, hey, we came up with a conundrum. You want us to answer it too?
We were so excited that we just forgot all about answering it.
And your choice for the title of the episode cracked me up. Flogging a dead thorn. I love it. You have a very dry black sense of humor, Laura.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so we're going to answer the conundrum now. So will Beorn take part in the Battle of Dol Guldur? What do you think? Yes or no?
I think yes. You know why? Because Beorn is awesome. And I think the more screen time we have for Beorn, the better. And I'm hoping the filmmakers will think the same way.
Don't leave out the merchandising aspect, too.
That's right.
You know, the more screen for Beorn, the more Beorn-type stuff they can sell. You know, a Beorn, I'm dying to see the Beorn a Lego.
Yeah, that's going to be very cool. That's going to be very cool. Complete with tunic.
Complete with tunic. Fringe. Yeah, he'll be bigger.
The fringy tunic.
That's right. He'll be a lot bigger than the other. He'll be like the Goblin King Lego was really big, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah, he was big.
Well, I said no, and I think this is good because we have a little controversy here, and it's not. And I certainly agree with you. Beorn is awesome, and I'd love to see him at the Battle of Dol Guldur. And the reason I said no is because I answered so many things last year that was not, you know, quote unquote canon or wasn't part of the book or that I thought Jenks was going to deviate, and then he ended up not deviating. So I thought, will he do it? Will he not do it? Of course, the whole Battle of Dol Guldur is one big deviation anyway. I mean, it's all made up anyway, right?
We don't really know from the book what really happened. I mean, Beorn been there, couldn't he?
Yeah, so,
yeah, he could have been.
Yes, and I could see the logic of having him be there, but I said no. So I'm going to, I said no, and I'll stay with it. And I'm going
to stick to your guns.
Yeah. My guns, but I could definitely see him. I mean, frankly, to tell you the truth, I kind of like to see him there.
Yeah, I think that'd be awesome. He could he could take on one of the ring race or something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, the thing that I bring up all the time, which I think is probably one of the biggest things I'm going to be curious about for movie two, is how much time they're going to be able to give everything. There's
so much to cover in movie two. Well, that's the other thing I was thinking. You know, if they just have Beorn in his house and then, you know, we leave and you don't see Beorn again the entire movie, is everybody going to forget about it? Yeah, until the next movie. That's kind of a small part for Beorn. That's why I was thinking maybe they'll.
I thought he might be there. So anyway, well, I'm going to stick to it, but I'm not going to be sorry to be wrong about this one because I'd be awesome at the Battle of Dol Guldur. You know, speaking of which, I mean, I think this is probably one I'm going to tee up to the guys for our main episode. But, you know, when is movie two going to end? Not everybody, but a lot of people seem to assume that it's going to end with the death of Smaug. And I don't know that that's true.
I don't think so. I think they're going to save that for the third movie.
I think they are. Sure, they're going to kick it off with don't think it'll happen in the beginning of the third movie. I mean, we have seen the photo of Bilbo climbing a mountain of gold.
So yeah, I think they're going to get there, and I think Bilbo's going to talk to Smaug. And I think maybe it'll end with Smaug leaving the mountain. But I don't think we're going to end it at the, because that'll seem like the end of the whole thing. You know, it's going to seem too much like the end of the of
right.
The,
and you notice they don't talk about. I mean, they don't. It's called the Desolation of Smaug. It's not Smaug dies.
The Demise of Smaug. Yeah. Well, that would kind of give away too much.
But yeah, I mean, the reason that or one of the stimuli that caused Smaug to leave the mountain was Bilbo stole the cup, and he assumes that Bilbo's a lake man, or from the lake man anyway. And so, you know, that certainly could still be the case where he steals the cup, you know, and that could cause Smaug to leave. But I think that's going to be the end. I think that'll probably be where the movie ends, in fact.
That's what I'm thinking. Because, you know, if it does end with the death of Smaug, there's not that much left for the last movie, except the Battle of Five Armies. Right. And you can't really have a movie just about one battle. So right. I think they're going to end it either, you know, right when they get to Smaug, or, you know, right when Bilbo gets in there,
it
could end with when Smaug first gets upset and starts
you know,
flying around.
The other thing too is that I think we're safe in assuming that the Battle of Dol Guldur will happen in movie two. I mean, I know logic is kind of timing.
I think it will. Because otherwise, you know, how could Gandalf get up to the Lonely Mountain quickly? I think so.
Also,
I think they're going to be splitting between the dwarves being captured and the Battle of Gold.
Kind of like the Two Towers. It'll kind of track the Two Towers a little bit. This split story. Plus, yeah, you're not going to want to have two battles in the third movie. I mean, you're going to want the Battle of Five Armies to basically be the set piece, or at least the battle set piece for film three. Yes. And unless you don't have the Battle of Dol Guldur in film two, you don't have any battle sequences. Well,
no, you don't.
I mean, we could.
Except the spiders.
Yeah, well, and who knows what Jackson could come up with. I mean, we had a battle sequence with Azog at the end of film one, so.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Anyway, so I'm completely taken us off course here. And I could take us off course more, but I'm not going to. So let's get back to Dad. Let's talk about Dad here. So the riddle for this one, this is the name of the episode was Where's Papa? And it's about Thrian. And the riddle 2.02 is Where is Thrian now? That is, in real time in the movie, not now. So our choices are A, he's dead. That's the book answer.
Mm-hmm.
B is he's alive and imprisoned in Dol Guldur. C is he's alive and imprisoned elsewhere. D, he's alive and not a prisoner. And this time we have an E, which is this will not be answered on screen. Which pretty, you know, we have to try to cover all of our bases there.
That pretty much covers everything. Yeah. What did you say? I know you said it in the original podcast, but what is your answer to that?
My answer to that is, let me just go over and remember, because I think Dave and I agreed. Yeah, Dave and I both agreed on B, and Corey answered D.
You know, I heard the whole Obi-Wan Kenobi thing with that he was talking about at the end.
Yeah, he really talked himself into D, and I was like,
yeah, you know, that just, I just don't see that. I don't see that. That's a little too much Yoda, I think.
Yeah. Well, now, and I can't remember Dave's logic, but my other folks, some of the listeners, and I'm sure we'll hear from some of them when we read their input, were kind of like, how can you say he's alive and in prison? You know, how can you say he's alive? He's obviously dead. You know, how else did Gandalf get the key? Well, we already actually talked about this in one of the episodes last year, was we could totally see some kind of a flashback, like the eve before, or, you know, not the eve
before the battle.
Before the Battle of Noblesgar, where there's like a tent and a gray pilgrim comes into the tent. Mm-hmm. And Thrian says that, Gandalf, I may not survive this battle. I want you to have the key, you know, and the map. You know what I mean? I mean, that's totally conceivable.
Could have run into him on the way down to Moria and given it to him then. Yeah.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be. From him and Dol Guldur. And I said B as well. I said alive and in prison in Dol Guldur. But I think he is going to die, and I don't think the filmmakers are going to miss a chance to have him die very dramatically on screen, you know. I think he'll die in the Battle of Dol Guldur, yes, I do.
There is a conundrum for us, which is Oh, no, I guess he won't. I was going to say, well, the answer is definitely no, so we can't do it. I mean, will Thorin see his father before his father dies? I don't, he's not going to, because he won't be a Dumbledore. So.
Won't be a Dumbledore. Yeah, he won't. Yeah. He won't.
Okay, so. Yeah, I'm thinking that same thing. I'm thinking he's going to still be alive in Dumbledore. And, there, you know, a couple of things, like, you know, the way that Azog taunted Thorin at the end of the movie, you know, in that.
Well, yeah, he said, I smell the smell of fear, and I smelled it on your father, or something like that.
Right.
But that
right.
doesn't say anything. Ooh.
Your dog. Let me put on.
Doggy doesn't like Azog.
Go ahead. I'm going to mute myself while you talk.
Okay. Yeah, Azog taunts Thorin with the, you know, the I smell fear, and I smelled the same on his father, or your father. Of course, he's speaking in orc tongue, isn't he? Which means that Thorin wouldn't have any idea what he was saying unless he was speaking in Dwarvish. But,
yeah, that's right. I was right. He didn't. For some reason, I was thinking he was speaking it in like understandable tongue. But I
well,
guess...
it's subtitles.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how Thorin wouldn't. How can he be taunting Thorin with that when Thorin doesn't have any idea what he's saying?
Yeah, Thorin seems to understand, which I don't get that. But the thing is, the thing that struck me about it was that he was almost purposefully. You know, like not evasive, but unclear in that. You know, yeah, I smelled it on your father. But he
really, when he did he smell it? Did he smell it at the battle? Did he smell?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So I think you still kind of have this possibility that I mean, every time I saw the movie and I watched the battle and I watched and I saw, you know, Azog do that, and I think there were some other things that were like pertained to Thryan, and I just thought the guy's still alive. Plus, we got Bolg, who's supposed to be the head of torture at Dol Guldur. So, you know, this would be like, you know, one of his prime prisoners, I would imagine.
Yeah, so I just looked it up on Google, and he was speaking in Orcish. So I don't know how he could be taunting.
Why would he bother?
Yeah, why would he say that? I don't know, unless Thorin could read the subtitles.
Or somehow knows Orcish. I don't get how Thorin would know Orcish, but...
Yeah.
Because Thorin seemed to react, although I suppose that when I watch it again, now that I've downloaded it to iTunes and I'm getting the Blu-ray version, I'm a sick puppy.
Yeah, we'll know after we get after we get the movie, and we can watch it over and over again. He says, okay, here's the quote. Do you smell it, the scent of fear? I remember your father reeked of it. Your father. So does Thorin know the orc tongue?
Your father?
Yeah, scent of fear. I remember your father reeked of it.
And then I swear Thorin like reacted, it seemed like, to that statement. But yeah. I have to watch that again and see. Maybe he's just reacting to the fact that he hates this guy and he wants to, you know, do damage, and he doesn't understand what the guy's saying.
Yeah.
I think that's so weird. It's like, why would Azog even say it? Or, you know, why would he even say it if he knows Thorin can't understand what he's saying?
Yeah, I don't...
doesn't make it anywhere near as, you know, satisfying.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. Doesn't make sense. So
one of those things, one of those Jackson things.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so Corey completely talked himself into this whole alive and not a prisoner. You know, that after he, you know, after Sauron got the ring from him, he either escaped or was let go. And, you know, I think we even discussed the possibility of being kind of a Hurin type thing, you know, where he was let go, but not really, like Morgoth did to Hurin. So he could, you know, he could, so that he'd be like a wild man of Mirkwood kind of a deal. Mm. But, you know, as much as he talked himself into it, and I got to say, Corey is definitely a very, charismatic speaker.
Yeah. Persuasive.
Very persuasive. This time I couldn't go there.
Yeah, I don't really see that. That's bringing a whole lot of stuff in that. Yeah, that I really don't think they're gonna.
I mean, having him still be alive at Dol Guldur is already a change. You know what
yes.
I mean? Having him be alive and not a prisoner would be a huge change.
Yeah. So I think he's probably he might talk about the ring at that point and then die.
Right. So right.
That would be my guess.
I remember another thing is that Gandalf was very, you know, people in their comments have said, well, Gandalf, you know, gives him the key at Bag End and says he got it from a father. And yeah, right. But that's all he says, which to me is very suspicious.
Yeah, he says nothing else.
Right.
And Thorin doesn't ask him anything.
Thorin doesn't ask him anything.
You saw my father? When did you see my father?
I know. That's so weird. So
Thorin's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, Thorin's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, it is weird. It's like that he wouldn't say, my father? What do you mean you got it from my father? When did you get it from my father?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
And actually, Armitage says, and how does he know this? You know, actually, in the book, it's a different date. But according to Richard Armitage in an interview that I saw on theonering.net today, he says that Thrian disappeared 100 years ago, the day of the unexpected party.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't know if that's Armitage getting it wrong or Jackson just changed the date.
I'm sure Jackson changed the date. Yeah.
So, but you would think 100 years, and Gandalf says, I got it from your father. You'd think he'd say, what do you mean you got it from your father? When did you get it from my father?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you seen your father? Is he still alive? You know what I mean? It's like he doesn't even really react. But I remember thinking to myself in that scene, thinking, okay, this is going to, he's leaving it on purpose. He's like eliding over it because he's going to deal with it in movie two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we're going to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, some resolution to that. How did Gandalf get the key thing?
Yeah, I'm sure. So that kind of leads us to our analyst comment from Mark Fisher.
The wonderful Mark Fisher, who gets 5 stars for sending in his comments.
It is so good. See,
I'll read Mark's and then you get to read the much longer one.
Okay.
So Mark says, following the books, Thrian should definitely be dead, if only of old age. He'd be just shy of 300 years old at this point. Since he's already been mentioned, though, he's now a Chekhov's gun or a Chekhov's dwarf. Or if I suppose he really has to turn up at some point.
You should probably explain what Chekhov's gun is.
You know what that is?
I do. That it Chekhov said if you have a gun laying around, you have to use it at some point. If you mention a gun, you got to use it. You know. So if you mention Thrain, you've got to use him somehow. Can't just drop it. Yeah.
Okay. I love it. Chekhov's dwarf. I love it. It's Chekhov's dwarf. I can't really see the movies. Mark goes on. And can't really see the movies inventing some new location for him. And since the trailers seem to show him, assuming the crazy old dwarf is Thrian, among some kind of ruins, I'm going to assume that he's somewhere in the Dol Guldur right now. So that's another B. So Mark is in agreement with David.
He's in the B camp. All are so far.
We all are, except for Corey. Oh, and also then I can tell you that Merrick and Golden Star, let's see. Merrick and Golden Star said A.
Did they?
So they're convinced he's dead, which actually I think was another fairly common answer, you know, among listeners. The book answer.
We didn't get a lot of B's. It was mostly, or a lot of D's, I'm sorry. We got A's and B's.
No E's, right? I don't remember seeing any E's or C's.
No E's.
Okay. Well, why don't you go ahead, because you've got the listener list here, right?
Okay, well, we have from Tony, who says, A, he's dead. Gandalf says that he got the map and key from Thrain, which means that he met Thrain and knows his fate. If Thrain were now alive and Gandalf knew that, it would prevent Thorin from being able to inherit the throne of the King Under the Mountain. That's kind of a big piece of information that Gandalf would need to tell Thorin. Since he doesn't, then there's nothing in terms of inheritance standing between Thorin and becoming king. There is that dragon, though.
Well, that's kind of what you and I just talked about in terms of the fact that Thorin doesn't even,
say anything.
He doesn't even react.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you're right, because if Thrain is still alive, that means he's not coming out of the mountain. That means his father really is.
I think Thorin must believe that his father is dead.
Yeah.
He must believe that.
Yeah. So. But again, this is one of the ones that I was talking about, which is Gandalf says he's got the map and key from Thrain, which means he met Thrain and knows his fate. Well, no, not necessarily. Not if he got the key and map before the Battle of Azan Ulduzar, which I think, given Jackson's time compression, is completely believable.
Yeah. Okay. Falling says, B, alive and imprisoned. I would say at the very least, Dol Guldur, imprisoned or wandering. Here's my guess on how it will play out. Radagast's info got shut down by Saruman and Elrond, and that basically nixes any Dol Guldur foray as things currently stand. The book reason for Gandalf leaving doesn't stand, planned all along to leave before Mirkwood. Gandalf needs an urgent reason to leave the group. I suspect then that the state of Mirkwood is what is going to send Gandalf down south, either as soon as they hit Mirkwood or else after traveling for a certain amount of time. Gandalf then goes hurrying south to Dol Guldur, runs into Thrain, either a wandering mad dwarf or imprisoned. I don't know what exactly Thrain will impart to Gandalf, But I think then Gandalf will be truly alarmed at what he finds there, and the White Council will regather. If the dragon is not killed in the second, then the White Council battle will be the climactic battle. If the dragon is killed in the second, then it will probably intercut it like Helm's Deep and the Ents.
There's some really good points in here. You know, the point about the book reason for Gandalf leaving doesn't stand in the movie. I agree with that. I agree with that. Yeah. You know, I don't recall, he has not said, and I can't imagine Gandalf bringing up, you know, in movie two, oh, by the way, I always plan to leave. I mean, he never mentioned it in movie one at all.
Well, that could be just the element of surprise, because he doesn't mention it really until they're on the Kerak.
Oh, in the book?
Yeah.
They don't? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't believe so.
Oh, by the way, I was going to leave anyway.
Yeah, he doesn't say that, although he does call it like your party and your excursion, right. And, you know, we need 14 people, and Gandalf is the 15th, right?
Right.
Am I counting right? Yeah.
Yeah, 13 dwarfs, right?
But
I do get this. You know,
yeah.
Leading urgently is a reason to leave the group. I mean, I could see it coming up as an unexpected, like, oh, I must, you know, big emergency, must go to Dumbledore now kind of thing.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
Radagast
would show back up again and say, oh, my God, you've got to come with me now.
Yeah, where will the White Council gather, I wonder, if he's already in Mirkwood? Will they get
that's been the other question, you know? I mean, because we've got Hugo Weaving claiming he's not in the movie anymore. And, you know, we've got, I think, Christopher Lee, same thing. You know, he was stuck in London because of his health. And so, you know, he's not really going to be doing, is he going to really be doing anything action-wise? And then, you know, the third thing there is, can we trust what they say? So I don't know.
Yeah.
The Galadriel, no, Galadriel will be there because Philippa Boyens said that Galadriel kicks butt at the Battle of Dol Guldur.
Well, yeah, because, you know, and also she said to Gandalf, you know, If you need me, call me or telepathically call me or
whistle.
I will,
you know how to whistle.
And I will mysteriously reappear. anyway, okay. Well, let's go on. Murray, alive but not a prisoner. Once the ring was taken from him, the necromancer no longer cared about him. As for how Thrain's being alive is learned, Radagast would seem a more likely candidate than Beorn to have become aware of him wandering near Dol Guldur and alert Gandalf. So that's actually an E, or no, a D. Alive but not a prisoner.
That's a Corey Olsen answer.
Yep. So
yeah. Murray, you're a suck up. But, you know, I think this was part of sort of the logic Corey was using, you know, that the ring's been taken from him, and now the necromancer basically just lets him go.
I don't see Thrain having a lot of screen time, which is why I think he's going to be a prisoner. You know, I mean, I don't see him, there's just going to be so much. I don't see him taking a lot of time. Although we do have that battle scene or whatever it is between
whatever that is, but I still think that could be, I mean, that could literally right before the guy expires, you know what I mean? It may be his last burst of energy before. I mean, there's no reason in my mind why Jackson wouldn't still reenact some sort
of
version of the book, even though it's now, you know, even though the timeline's different.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking, that it's going to, that it's going to follow the book a little more.
Right.
Okay, now we'll go on. Hamfast says, A, dead, having previously been a prisoner in Dol Guldur. At no point during the film does Gandalf imply he hasn't been to Dol Guldur in the past. I think he met Thrain there prior to the unexpected party for the following reasons. Gandalf talks about the woodsman telling him about the necromancer, an idea he dismissed prior to Radagast showing him the Morgul blade. This implies he's had some interest in Dol Guldur for a while. Boyens has said that the scene with Gandalf, the Philippa Boyens he's talking about, has said that the scene with Gandalf getting the key from Thrain were cut from the first film, that we'll be seeing them in Desolation of Smaug, and that they will involve torture. Oh, well, I actually didn't know that. So I did know that they'd moved the scene, but I didn't know they involved torture. So Bolg is described as the chief torturer in Dol Guldur.
Right.
I think Gandalf went to Dol Guldur to investigate in the past, but the necromancer has hidden from him through fear that being detected will lead to a White Council attack before he's regained his strength. However, in hiding, he overlooked Thrain, who escaped and encountered Gandalf there. Gandalf failing to mention this in the unexpected party could be explained by the fact that he doesn't want Thorin to be distracted from the quest and the dragon by Dol Guldur.
I don't know.
There's a lot there.
There's a lot of, you know, not addressed. And that's not normally how an American movie maker does stuff, especially this kind of movie.
And I think that if Gandalf knew about Thrain, he would have said something. And the necromancer, he would have been, if he had actually been down there, I don't think that what was going on could be hidden from him.
I mean, I can understand if Gandalf had been to Dol Guldur and, you know, encountered Thrain, who would have been tortured, and Gandalf would then maybe have assumed it was one of the Nazgul. Well, although they think the Nazgul are in prison. But anyway, it just... he'd have to be alerted about something at Dol Guldur. You know what I mean? And when he meets with the White Council, or he gets that blade from Radagast, he seems to be not alerted about anything until Radagast says something to him about it.
Yes.
So, you know, if he met Thrain who was being tortured in Dol Guldur before, I mean, you know, certainly he would have said, well, gee, there's got to be somebody else behind this besides this orc.
And you'd think he would say something to Thorin. Yeah. I got this from your dad right before he died.
Right.
You know, right. So not, I got this from Thorin implying, or Thrain implying that, you know, he was fine and dandy the last I saw him and you just happened to give me this.
But you're right. You know, I also was unaware of this, the scene with Gandalf getting the key from Thrain were cut from the film that we'll be seeing them in Desolation of Smaug. Now, the one answer I'll have to that is that could have very well been in Moria as easily as in Dol Guldur, because that's where he got carried off. And he was carried into Moria after the Battle of Azan-el-Bazar. So Gandalf could have met him someplace else. You know, if that's how he got the key and Thrain was being tortured, it could have been in Moria and not in Dol Guldur.
That's right. So, and then we have a final listener comment from Mark. He says, A, dead. There is no real reason in the movie to have Thrain shown up, to have Thrain show up. Thorin is the dwarven hero and heir to Erebor, and Dane of the Iron Hill shows up to assume kingship after Thorin's death. I think he feels that having Thrain there would just add too many complications, and the line of succession wouldn't be so clear cut. Thorin is assuming that he is king under the mountain.
Right. I mean, then we're back to Mark Fisher's Chekhov's dwarf, right? I mean, the point being that Thrain has been mentioned. There's been sort of some seeds sown in terms of his unknown destiny.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you got the dwarf lying around, or you refer to the dwarf, you got to, he's got to show up at some point, right?
Exactly. He does. Although he could show up in flashback, too.
He could show up in flashback. That's true. Well, yeah, because Gandalf could say, just like we just said, you know, he could have encountered him in Moria and had the same scene, and he could have died after giving Gandalf the key and the map in Moria. So
yeah, that's possible. But I think they're going to stick closer to the book and have him be at Dol Guldur, and he's going to have a very dramatic death scene. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think so too. I do too. I mean, again, you know, the devil's advocate in me says, you know, again, we're up against movie time again. And, you know, the other reason I remember that I stuck with B was because also of Bolg. You know, Bolg was supposed to have been this central figure in the first movie. I mean, there was a poster of him that was released, you know, before the three movies were announced. So back when there were going to only be two movies, Bolg was a primary bad guy being, you know, marketed in the movie posters. And, you know, I just have a hard time believing that he would just get cut entirely from the film now. You know what I mean? It's like we see him in a very, very short sequence in Azan-el-Bazar getting his butt kicked by Dwalin.
Yeah.
But he doesn't die. He doesn't die in that. You know, you don't see him dying in that scene. So if he's going to be the torture of Dol Guldur, he's going to show up in movie two.
And, so you think we're going to see some torture for sure?
I would think so. Well, you know, we've already got Beorn doing, I think we're already going to see that torture scene, like we said last week, you know, with Beorn and the orc. Oof. Now, I don't know, you know, hopefully he'll be tasteful. Jackson will be tasteful about it.
Tasteful torture.
But I think we will meet Bolg there.
Yes, I think we will.
Who's the logical main person for Bolg to be torturing is Thrain, right?
Exactly. Yep. So. I think it makes sense. Okay, well, do we have a conundrum this week?
It's going to be our conundrum. Let's Well, why don't we do the before the battle? We could do a before and after, I suppose. We could, instead of a yes, no, the conundrum could be before, you know, did he get the key in map from Thryan before or after the Battle of Azazel-Bazar?
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do, did Gandalf get the key from Thrain before or after the Battle of Azazel-Bazar?
Azazel-Bazar,
Azerbaijani.
Okay, and then we should answer that this week.
Yeah,
right?
Let's answer it.
Otherwise, poor Ben will be so upset.
He will. So I'm going to say yes. I think that Gandalf got the key
before.
Oh, I'm going to say yes. Yeah, I've already made a mistake. I'm going to say before. He got the key before the Battle of Azazel-Bazar.
There we go.
That on the way down to Moria, he ran into Gandalf somewhere, not in Dol Guldur or even in Mirkwood necessarily, and gave the key and the map to Gandalf.
And you know that there's also the possibility that Thryan actually summoned Gandalf. You know, you know what I mean? It's like there's all kinds of possibilities.
And what do you say?
I think I'm going to go with before also. It just to me seems like I don't know. I mean, just the story that Jack has told so far and the way that Gandalf says, I got it from your father. I just think I think it's going to turn out that he got it. Thryan gave it to Gandalf for safekeeping prior to the battle. I mean, and it makes sense because he wouldn't give it to Thorin because Thorin's going into battle with him. Yeah. So he wanted to give it to somebody who wasn't going to be going into battle, and Gandalf is the obvious one. So I just think, and he wouldn't want to take it on with him into battle. So I'm going with A.
Yep, I agree.
I'm going with before.
Going with A. We're both confused.
So Trish and Laura, both before.
Before. All right. Yeah, okay.
Before, after. So this one's a little different. It's not a yes, no. It's a before, after, but it's still a digital question, which is what the under are all about.
All right.
Okay, great. Okay. Well, this was fun. This was good. So we're caught up. We're up to 2.02. We're gaining on the main episode.
We're gaining. Yeah, yes. We will catch up one of these days.
Well, Laura, it was another slice of heaven talking and talking.
Yes, it was very nice. Very nice.
I will let you take us out.
All right. Thanks for listening, and Godspeed.